look at Derry, you know, they're at the end of the day, they got to Division One league final. You know, they overturned some huge teams throughout the spring there, and they were playing in their home patch, and they would have seen it as a fantastic opportunity. And you know, we just needed to prepare as well as we could for it. We played in patches, you know, we didn't play as consistently throughout the whole game as we would have hoped. And that's kind of, I suppose, what we need to bring through into the next game now. You want to be working on, there's no secret, you want to be working on the things that, I suppose, that didn't go well in the last day, and also trying to improve on the things that did go well. So, as I say, there's no room for, I suppose, complacency or error now in the lead into this game.
You still feel then that there's a lot more improvement needed from yourselves?
There would be a lot more improvement, you know, both defensively in terms of trying to keep out the opposition, and then offensively in terms of trying to score a few more goals. And we created a few chances, especially in the first half, that we suppose maybe we should have taken. We could have been going on, I suppose, maybe leading at half time, but if you give any other team opportunities, maybe, again, you know, Derry on another hand could have had a couple of more scores tagged on, it would have been an all different game, you know. So I suppose there's no secret in what we have to do, but we'll be putting our best foot forward, and we have been doing that in training over the last number of weeks to really try and drive things on.
Many are expecting you to blaze past Antrim and get to another provincial final, but you can't think like that heading into this game, I'm sure.
It doesn't work like that either. You know, we've been there before, and Antrim, they beat us in our home patch in 2009, and we'll be all well aware of that. And they have a lot of the players that are still there and still playing, you know. And I suppose people have looked to the last game in terms of Fermanagh knocking on a few goals at the end of the game, but, you know, up until that, Antrim are very comfortable and they're massively impressive. You have to look at the facet of the game. They outscored Fermanagh 110 to a point at one stage during that game. You know, in any game and in any sport, that is absolutely huge. And you know, we'll be taking the game with absolutely every bit of respect it deserves, and both teams will see it as an opportunity. It's an Ulster semi-final in Clonus, and they'll see it as an opportunity to get through to an Ulster final, and I suppose that's the message that will be sent out by both teams, you know.